Let us commence our worship this morning with hymn number 634, the tune is old 148, number 552. When saints together meet, God's goodness to declare, the season will be sweet if Jesus be but there. Of Christ they speak, of Christ they boast. While Jesus lives, they can't be lost. What though their house with God be not as they could wish, and oft the Father's rod fills them with deep distress, yet in the Lord they firm abide, united to him as his bride. Six, three, four.
Yeah.
just announce that, God willing, we hope to have a church meeting here on Wednesday evening, as near the 6 o'clock as possible. Let us read this morning from the Word of God, the first Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, reading from verse 1 down to 26. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was hungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored all of the other. And they were filled with madness, and commanded one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and the great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Here we will leave the reading. May the Lord bless his word thus far, and help us now in prayer. O gracious God, we venture to approach unto thee in all thy holiness, sovereignty, and majesty, and ask the Lord condescend to meet with a few poor sinners here, and ride those in their home, Lord, as they receive, Lord, of worship, spirit of grace, and of supplication. And as we've been singing, O thou hast been not made, not with as with God, yet, knowing, Lord, our down sittings and our thoughts afar off, to gird up the loins of our mind, that sobriety of spirit, to feel the solemnity of the eye of the Lord upon us, unworthy dwelling, unworthy, Lord, sinners, to be favoured, to be in the spirit of the Lord's day. But to whom else can we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life with you. And though, Lord, we might be hated and despised with many, many, many in the dark days that we live in, laugh and scorn, yet deep down in our hearts, Lord, the quickening effect of thy grace has made us to realise, Lord, we are yet carnal. And yet, blessed be the Lord, that time of spiritual life should have drawn our hearts by the Holy Ghost, to be conscious of thy sovereignty, of thy majesty, of thy holiness, and realise how far short we've come, Lord, in our walk and our conduct. But do condescend, Lord, to meet with us in our desires, to bow down on the ear, to hear the poor needy cries, even though, Lord, mouths of some not open for their thoughts. Our heaven, Lord, desiring the blessing of the Lord to feed our souls with knowledge and understanding of the truth, and to be taught the fear of God. Oh, that filial fear, Lord, that acknowledges thine holiness and majesty, that acknowledges, Lord, thy greatness. And yet, Lord, do come. It is a day of small things we know, but what a mercy if we are made sensible of our sins and made conscious, Lord, that thou alone can save us in the just punishment for our sins when we come to God. Do wean us from this world of life and wickedness. There is that lust of the flesh and the pride of life in our flesh, Lord. But do grant that spiritual mind. We want to know, Lord, that we are born again, and that we have a little of our treasure in our earthen vessel, that the excellence of power may be of God and not of us. Oh, what poor things we are, Lord, in thy pure and holy eyes. But look upon us. Show pity, Lord, and Lord forgive. Let repenting rebels live. Live that life of faith by prayer. And though we are earthly, yet, Lord, sometimes we are filled, lifted out of ourselves, lifted up to heaven, lifted to thy word. And thy word, Lord, comforts us and gives us hope that in spite of our sins, we are able to save unto the uttermost all those that come to God through thee. O Lord, dark days, solemn days, lack, Lord, of respect, lack of acknowledgement of God in the world, even amongst our leaders. And we see thy judgments in the Lord, in the country, Lord, the floods, the flames, the poor things, Lord, the suffering, even, Lord, of the truth. And yet, Lord, and thou seest, Lord, where are those that are brought to repent and believe, that these things might be sanctified, Lord? Even us that look on and take pity and feel sorry for these people that have had such losses to bear, and yet their lives have been spared, the trust of purposes, in their own lives too, the afflictions that we might have had to pass through, the sorrows and the grief, the happiness and our Lord's sorrow in our minds. But do, Lord, abundantly bless us with a little painful heart for thy goodness, to be able to say hitherto, have the Lord helped us. Lord, we do depend upon that help that is laid upon one that is mighty to save, even to the uttermost. Oh, do preserve unto us, Lord, our religious heritage, our gospel liberty, we pray thee, and do send us prosperity in our churches. Be the case, and be with the young, wise, and righteous, and bless them and teach them, I fear, that we're not left to become as an extinct denomination, but believe in the word of God. Oh, do, Lord, burn the truth into our souls, that we might have truly been able to hold fast to the form of the same word that the Spirit's taken and sealed upon our soul. We do need life and light and liberty. Do bring our souls out of prison, Lord, that we might praise thee, to realise, Lord, that we've had many things, Lord, in our lives, shortcomings and failings, but to pour on ourselves too long, lest it sink thee lower. We look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy beyond the power. Have mercy upon our leaders, Lord. Do yet raise up those that should acknowledge the almighty power of God through these floods, through these flames. Teach them, Lord, to number their days, that they might apply their hearts unto heavenly wisdom, to observe these things. That God's wrath is upon those that deny him and fail him and turn their backs upon him. Lord, do yet arise to this nation's deliverance, we do pray thee, from the enemies that would undermine the Christian faith, we do beg of thee. Drive out these wives and these sellers, drive out these evil men, women, even children, Lord, that want to destroy Christendom. May we yet prove that the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Do drive these people away and subdue them, Lord, by thy mighty power to destroy the enemies of Christ. And do revive us in our own souls. To give us that faith, Lord, to fight the good fight of faith, and each person to lay hold on eternal life. And what a mercy, Lord, if we get the victory. With all of thy free and thy sovereign grace to save us from death, destruction, and despair. Oh, do teach us, I fear, Lord, and give us thankful hearts those mercies that are due to those amongst us that become afflicted in old age and firms of the flesh. And be with those that bear the burden, heat of the day. Guide and direct those, Lord, in the business world. Help them still to trust thee for thy faithfulness. And help us, O Lord, to bring our hearts into thee and do hear them. And then when we can no deliverance see, yet still thyself, thy priest shall be to portion them. Blessed Jesus, keep alive our interest in thee and the merits of that sin atoning blood. Know, Lord, what wait before, our hope is in thee. Do descend to our aid and do forgive our sin. As we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 257, the tune is saintly 418. Ye humble souls, complain no more, but faith survey your future store. How happy, how divinely blessed, the sacred words of truth attest. In vain the sons of wealth and pride despise your lot, your hope, your eye. In vain they boast their little swords, trifles are theirs, a kingdom yours. 5:7. the Lord may be pleased to help me. I will direct you prayerfully to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 6 and reading verse 21. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. What a mercy to be blessed. What a mercy to be delivered from the curse of the broken law and to be brought before the Lord with a desire, a hunger. We naturally hunger to keep, and we are fed to keep our bodies alive. Spiritually, if we've not got a hunger or a thirst, we should not be seeking righteousness. It all rests with the Lord causing you and me to be born again by the water of the Spirit. As he says to the Ephesians, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. We come together because it is the commitment of the fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath day. We come in a physical manner, in a physical natural mind manner. If we read the commandments, we are trained up in that way. And sometimes we have forsaken it for a matter of passage. You turn back. Blessed God, bless the Lord for bringing you and me again here this day into his house of prayer. Made us to realize that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The only begotten Son of God is full of grace. And so he said, he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And so be it, down to the end of the time, to be a disciple of Christ, to be following on to know the Lord, to be seeking to know him. The only true God and Jesus Christ, and said, this is that. Cursed is everyone that continues not in the whole book of the Lord and in the things that contain therein. But all this hunger. You don't hunger naturally. We're very favoured in Providence in the day and age that we live in. There's an abundance of food in the country. Whereas in some countries, there's a great famine, there's a shortage of everything. But this country is overflowing with providential blessings. And it draws them away from the necessity of being made poor and needy spiritually. But mercifully, you see, if you and I have been born again, you'll be quickened into life, you're hunger now, to be filled with the saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. You'll weep now. You will mourn over your sins, in other words. Have you wept at all in the week over your sins? Have you been conscious that you were a sinner in the pure and holy eyes of God? You and I, they've got a meeting one day before the judgment seat. How does it affect you and me when I speak of these things, when I think of these things, when you think of these things? Can you say, 'tis a point I long to know, oft that calls his anxious thought, do I love the Lord or no? We need reality in our religion. We need to be born again. We need to be quickened. We need to be exercised right in the mind. I know you have natural thoughts, you have natural things to attend to in your life. But still the carnal mind is enmity to God. Oh, you might be brought here to reel the poverty of your soul. Your eye of your understanding enlightened to behold these wonderful things as the book of the Lord God, the teaching of the Blessed Spirit. We have broken Moses' law. Moses broke them once, didn't he? When he was so tried about the that Aaron had made these this gold image to worship. And so you and I can soon worship the gold and the silver, the materialistic things that we've had provided for us. May we be given that grace in ourselves, that we acknowledge God's goodness in providence, but to see that we are hungering for something. Crumbs that fall from the Master's table. A crumb, dear friend, a token of his love to yourself. We're hastening on. Are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to meet your Maker? And I often think sometimes, when my mind does think about these things, you look around you, don't you, in the world. What are they thinking about? More and more of this world's goods. Want to win their millions. And then lose their soul. You see the foundation of God standing ashore having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Oh, may we be given more grace and faith to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith of God's elect. You see, this is the blessing that we hunger. For there's an answer, ye shall be filled. Filled with joy and peace and belief. That time of his love. Time of his love. Time to heal. Time for you and me to be strengthened with all might in the inner man, to run in patience the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the hope of Israel. We want to know that we're Israelites indeed, in whom there is no guile. And so, you see, there are these that he says here, they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. The Lord will perfect that that concerns your soul and mine, but oh, we need the hunger. You come with a spirit of prayer in your soul to hear something profitable in the preaching of the gospel, even with a red sermon, which our beloved brethren will give us a release next Lord's Day to go to up to ride. So we need to bear them up too with prayer. They might be helped in our absence. And so we're not running away, dear friends, but we would like to just visit them and their alterations and see that, and to praise God for the goodness provided for them to have an improvement in the interior of the church up there, which is God honouring. We trust it's God honouring, not for worship. And so we realise this hunger, this is the object of Zion, that we might truly adore the Lord for what he has done in providing the necessities of his house of God, to restore it, set the house in order. And yet, there might yet be the Lord will go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in, although there's a great falling away, and will be so, of true Christianity. But the sons and daughters of God must be called by his grace, and will be. He's chosen them, and they know what it is to have this hunger filled from time to time, crumbs from the Master's table, his precious doctrine of free and sovereign grace, accepted in their hearts, and to realize they are nothing. But they're poor and needy sinners seeking water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, and this is how you come. Not only hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of Christ. How could you and I live and die in peace without we have a promise bestowed upon us? The promises of the young heavenly Christ. And if there's love in your heart, you are to long to keep his commandments and not be ashamed to own him and tell all around what a Saviour you have found. Point his redeeming blood and be sold and behold the way of God. So you see, it's the poor and will have a place in the kingdom. Not worthy of his notice, but blessed be the Lord. For he hunger now. And you said, he says, you will come with weeping and supplication, so in tears that you might yet reap in joy. And you know what it is to have fear of a sorrowful spirit. Weeping. We read in one of the hymns that they wet their couch with tears. Have you ever done that? Have I? You have wet your couch, your pillow with tears for your shortcomings, for your failings, for your sinfulness, for the lust of the flesh and the pride of your life. You're not worthy of his notice. And this one it very much so feels that at times. A sorrowful heart, a wretched man that I am. You know what Paul said, Pastor. Who should deliver me from this body of sin and death? But he could say this, and he was filled. I thank God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his precious sin atoning blood that cleanseth me from all sin. This is that real religion. A little the righteous man hath is better than the many riches of the wicked. And we see the wickedness of man in the day and age. It's all, dear friends, something exciting to the flesh. And we can get carried away with these things. And we need the Lord to give us grace to subdue the power of the enemy of our soul. And to be blessed with poor and needy. Seeking that living water and that living bread. Because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that believeth in me shall not hunger, and shall be filled with joy and peace in believing. So this is a mercy. What can we speak of the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich? Yes, you'll have those, dear friends, that shall hate you. And he said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company. In a sense, it's a privilege, dear friends, if they do separate you from that company. And for how could two walk together except they be agreed? And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. But we are to rejoice in that day. And sometimes you hope you've had that experience. You feel they laugh you to scorn, they mock you, they despise you. But blessed be the Lord, because this is the blessing. There's no blessing like the blessing of the Lord, dear friends, upon yourself. When he makes you to lie down in green pastures, leads you beside the still waters to restore your soul. It is feeding under the sound of the blessed gospel truth, because he has taught you that you are hungry and thirsting for his righteousness and waiting to be filled. And then sometimes he does fill you, and then sometimes you prove afterwards the devil comes in, the enemy like a flood, and seems to wash away all those precious hopes that you felt the Lord was mine for you. But this is the pathway of a believer. This is the pathway of tribulation, more or less. But it works patience as it sanctifies. We do need our crosses to be sanctified to us, that we're made more meet for the Master's use. So can you not feel this? Do you not feel spiritually poverty stricken? Do you go on waiting and seeking and hoping yet to be granted a blessing to enrich your soul? As we said recently, and speak from it, and have spoken, and I do speak from it sometimes at night, or use the name, my sheep hear my voice. Does it needs be to hear the voice of the good shepherd, not the voice of the stranger, not the voice of those enemies of the truth, which seem to mock God and despise him, tell us all about the circumstances in the universe and the man has made it worse. We forget, and we forget that God reigns. And he'll make you tremble, I believe, yet over many things in your life. And it'll be one particular one that seems to apply you, some special thing. And the Lord takes and applies the word to yourself, and it makes you tremble. The majesty of God. To realize he's holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Separate from sinners, yes, because of his holiness, because of his glory, because of his perfection. And oh, how remote you are then, if you know you're a sinner, separate from sinners. And the word backs me up in that. Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sin. How can you walk with Christ in your sinfulness? How can you hope to get the victory? How can you hope to get to heaven when you're in such a state that only Jesus, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sin. Listen, folks. We love you for the truth's sake and trust that the truth will go home to your soul. Especially some of you might be in the balance. Just to believe in these truths. But it is so. When we read the glory of God and the face of Christ Jesus. And he came and suffered, bled and died on this sin-stained earth. At the hand of wicked and cruel men. Away with him, crucified. And you said it yourself in your actions. If not in words. In your actions. Oh, to know this blessed Jesus, to fill you yet with joy and peace in believing, because these are the blessed characters that are going to get to heaven. Those that are cursed are dying their sins, out of darkness, weeping, gnashing their teeth. There's two sides to religion. There's those that are born again, and those that are cursed and condemned already, because they believe not. Where's your faith? Where's mine? Faith in the merits of Jesus. And so blessed are you, the wonder. Jesus has spoken it. What he said will be brought to pass for all of his sheep will be bought with a price. And so you'll come with weeping. He wounds the heart of man with your heart and mine. He breaks your heart. And yet he doesn't leave you there in his kindness. The good shepherd of the sheep. He gives his life for the sheep. And this is your only hope and mine, that he has bought you with a price, that he has eternally loved you. You may have to go on seeking many days, months, even years before the Lord delivers you. When thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man. This man, my priest, should be. No peace to the wicked. And so we do need the Lord to come, don't we? To say, my peace I leave with you. This is the blessing of the Lord that enriches your soul and mine. Because he says it in its ear, black and white, and it'll be applied and sealed upon your soul. You hunger now. Wishing you to be filled with. It is, dear friend, maybe yet time for you to know this love, to know this evidence that he has blessed you with a hunger. They that wait upon the Lord, you see, with this hunger, shall renew their strength, they shall mount up the wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Blessed be the poor and needy. Are we poor enough? Are we ministering brought low enough to lift up our eyes up to the hills and whence cometh our help, and acknowledge our help cometh from God which made them earth? Blessed be you, poor. Oh, you'd rather choose rather than me the and to walk even the house of my God, and to dwell in tents of the wicked. And we've known the tents of the wicked, and we must acknowledge it in all the times past. What have God wrought in your soul and mine? What have they done for your soul and my soul? Why? He's given you a hope, hasn't he? And your eyes are fixed upon Jesus. Lord, reveal thy love to me. Apply the word to the weeping sinner. Weeping and mourning over your sins. And after Jesus. As Jesus, reveal thy love to me. Show me a token of thy love. Speak peace and pardon me. I'm hastening on. Hastening on. I don't know what the day may bring forth. You know, you'll never escape God's wrath if you think you can take your own life. When we think of these poor things that are left to do that, another case in the wheat and the little mice. Oh, the devil's active. The devil's very busy, dear friends, undermining God's word. But all have Solomon to be led. But all to be brought here. As he gives you an hunger and a thirst. Because he says, and this is our mercy of the chosen vessel, they may, you may be full, as he says, we shall hunger. These are the chosen people. They're not worthy of God's notice. They're worthy of death because of their attitude. But he says, ye shall hunger. One of you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. We need it the other way. Type of weeping and supplication, Lord, leave me not, nor forsake me, but say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Give me patience to tarry thy leisure, and then wait the appointed hour. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. Wait for it. You know it's needful as a sinner that comes with weeping and supplication. Lord, what will thou have me to do? Give me to know and read my title clear. For the heavenly mansion I sow into you. As I said earlier, have we wept? Have we mourned? Do we come? Are we so busy with the things of this life, like Martha, careful and troubled about anything? Or do we come like Mary? Sit at his feet, sit in the pew, waiting for the Lord to touch your heart, to melt you down with weeping and supplication, sorrowful for your sins. He says, you now have sorrow, and I will see you go. If you feel the Lord has visited you and seen you with your sins, and brought you to your remembrance, to something the ungodly know nothing of, you might take a little comfort and hope that he has laid upon you the burden of your sins. You've got nothing to be joyous about in your life because you feel you've been a God mocker. A God mocker. And you still would be. But through the mercy of God, he has manifested to you and me a little token, weeping. You're a mourner. We all know what it is to be mourners and those in the flesh that we've been attached to, don't we? And as parents, and the family members. But it's mourning over your sins. And after him, through the wretchedness, the vileness of your heart, Lord, do bless me with hunger. Bless me with the knowledge of my sins. And though you cannot escape what is brought to your memory, it'll make you mourn over your sins and after him. You want to be filled with a little of this treasure in your earthen vessel, that the ashes of power may be of God, not of us. Lord, reveal thy love to me. Do condescend to me. Give me grace to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. looking unto Jesus. And for the joy that was set before him enduring the cross. Where's your cross for Christ? Where's mine? It's in, dear friends, that the sin that brought to your remembrance when you mocked God, when you despised him, when you rejected him. And still he had compassion upon you. He broke your heart. He broke your heart. And he brought you into his banqueting house. And you didn't realize that he had saved his visiting your soul for that time of love that should come upon you in his house. And he blessed you there. And you've been able to go to those times when he did bless you. I remember in my first ordinance here, he blessed me in reading a verse in 11:21. I was quite broken because the Lord touched my heart. And I can repair, I believe over my life, I can hear and there where the Lord has touched my heart. Broken through my darkness and bondage, and gave me a little liberty, a feeling of good hope and grace that he had loved me, eternally loved me. And as I told you before, when the dear deacon, there was at a young people's meeting in Croydon, he quoted his prayer and it went right through to my soul. He has made my heaven secure. But he will provide while Christ is rich, I can't be poor. What can I want beside? He knew what it was in hard times in those days. But David Dickinson was a treasurer and secretary of the Gospel Standard Committee. Went right home to my soul. And I've never forgotten it. When it's brought to my remembrance, I remember. And you will be looking for this, some special healing time, some blessed spot and place where the Lord touched your heart. And his love was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. He blessed you there. And when he's blessed you in any spot or place, dear friends, with tokens of his love, you feel your cups run over. There's real joy, real peace in believing you've had one of these visits of the Son of God. Now some of you may be doubting that this comes to pass. And do take my word for it, dear friends. Time of love will come, and thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but he shall say to me, I say, the appointed time is yet to be appointed. The vision is yet for an appointed time. And if you're waiting for that vision, you hear the city of Jerusalem, in the house, in the house of God, where he's given all the glory and the praise. Those sinners that have worshipped him, he unites them to walk in his spirit. Time of love, when thou shalt see that he shed his blood for me. Love. Oh, what a mercy. Love is the golden chain that binds those happy souls above, and he's an heir and she's an heiress, whose bosom glow with love. Nothing like it. And here the Spirit of Truth is come. He guides you into water. He feeds your soul. Sometimes your favourite with a day or two in the presence of the Lord, he lifts you out of cell. You go on your way rejoicing. He has touched me. I've touched his garment. United to Christ, the true and the living vine. And I flourish and bear fruit in the courts of the Lord. Blessed are ye that hunger now. the whole party are hungry. Don't let the devil come in. Grant you the shield of faith and the word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And all that helmet of salvation. You buckle on that heavenly armor. The word of God. May the lamp to your feet and light to your path and mine. And so you bless the Lord for this treasure in your earthen vessel. Yes, and your weep. They go together, humbling and weeping. When wilt thou come, Lord, and touch my heart? When wilt thou show me a real token of the time you set? His appointed time is not your time. Our time is always ready. Time you set to heal up your woes, a season most fit is love to discover. Or your blessing praising in these sweet moments when you laugh. Joy. You said there's a time to weep, there's a time to refrain from weeping, a time to laugh. Oh, blessed times and seasons for you and me. We have dark seasons. We have winter season. We have spring. Spring up, O Spirit within me. Give me the feel and read my heart appear to those heavenly mansions. Their steps are ordered by the Lord, and we should be right to do His will and be favored as we receive a crumb from the Master's table. See a little and there, little line upon line, precept upon precept, as the Lord bestow upon you these spots and places. You can go sometimes to a place and say, the Lord met with me there. And you bless the Lord for those tokens of His word. And so blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. You see, there's a positive to this. Hunger now, in a sense, is a blessed time when the Lord has awakened you and me from the dead. Exercise your soul with hunger. For all that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even to His seat. He draws you by the cords of man, by the bands of His mouth. And He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, or I will give you rest. His promises are yea and amen. He will fulfill that promise at that set time and favour to your soul. So blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. And blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. As I see the time is gone, then let's leave it for the time. May God more than miss and get to Himself honor and glory, anything accepted in heaven. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 806, the first part. The tune is Grasmere 591. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. The wounded soul, not a whole, becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly. To humble lip confession is easiest through. But all to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Trust not the joyous fancies, light hearts or smooth behaviour. Sinners can say none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Then how, ye happy mourners, how blessed your state to come is. Ye soon will meet with comfort sweet, it is the Lord's own promise.
Oh,
Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.